This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to The Debrief from the Business of Fashion, where each week we go deep on our most popular BOF professional stories with the correspondents who created them. I'm Lauren Sherman. Fans of Harry Styles love him so much that they helped him make the almost unanimously panned indie film Don't Worry Darling a hit in the autumn of 2022. Did you know they've also built him a nail polish empire? Pleasing. His beauty and lifestyle brand that launched just over a year ago is widely popular thanks to the collectability of its varnishes, which sell out on a regular basis. But Styles hasn't used the typical celebrity playbook, according to BOF contributor Rachel Strugatz's recent piece, Why Harry Styles Fans Can't Get Enough of Pleasing. Today I have with me Priya Rao, the Business of Beauty's executive editor, to break it down. Priya, thank you so much for joining us on The Debrief. And also, welcome to Business of Fashion. You recently joined to head up Business of Beauty. Can you tell me a little bit about what you've been doing?
Lauren, thank you so much for having me. It's so great to be here on The Debrief and to be at Business of Fashion. You know, I've been a journalist for about 15 years and been covering beauty and wellness for about a decade. And I'm really excited to take Business of Beauty even further. You guys have done such an incredible job so far, and I want to make it the destination for what's happening in beauty. We're going to be covering everything from celebrity brands, which I think we're going to be talking about today, to breaking down deals, to Gen Z trends. I mean, anything you want to read about beauty and wellness, you're going to be reading it here.
Love it. Can't wait. So today we're here to talk Harry Styles and this column written by our wonderful beauty editor at large, Rachel Strugatz. So let's give a big shout out to Rachel, who does not enjoy doing audio segments and things. So she could not join us today. Maybe someday. I thought it'd be great to have you on to discuss this because I know that you've also covered Harry and Pleasing, which is his beauty, lifestyle, wellness line. Could you talk a bit about what the premise of it is? Because it's not a typical, he didn't come out with like, I guess we also don't need to set it up of who Harry Styles is. I feel like most people know who he is. I know who he is and I am not with it. But he didn't come out with like a lotion or a face wash or makeup really to start. What is the premise for the line and like, how has it developed since it launched about a year ago?
When Pleasing launched direct-to-consumer last November, it really just launched as a lifestyle brand. And I think the brand called it a lifeline with life in quotes. It had just a few skincare products that weren't outstanding, a great sweatshirt that sold out almost instantly, and these really cool nail polishes. The nail polishes themselves really felt like something Harry would wear, something that he's been wearing since he left One Direction. And the bottles themselves had these really cool toppers that looked like pearls, something that Harry's also worn in ads and in concerts. It felt like the line was an expression of what Harry would wear and what he likes.
How is this different from what a lot of other celebrities have done when they've launched beauty?
Well, I think that today we're at a saturation point. I think there's a general sense of fatigue and every celebrity brand is launching because an actor or musician wants a second act or a third act or a fourth act. And they're coming out with these really full lines that have nothing to do with what they've been about before. pleasing really feels like Harry. The nail polishes, I think, have been so successful because they're cool and they're unique and they're not like just red polish or really great eggplant color. They're funky colors and funky bottles that people can collect and wear. And it really feels like you're getting a piece of Harry when you buy them.
Got it. But at the same time, he is not, it's not like when he was doing the Don't Worry, Darling press tour and he was talking about the beauty of cinema and his love of filmmaking and acting, et cetera, at every turn while he was trying to like make sure they weren't talking about him and Olivia Wilde or what have you. But it's not like he's been out and about really promoting this stuff. How much does he talk about it on social media? Has he done any interviews? Like, what is his connection to the brand publicly?
I think he's been really limited on social and in interviews. I don't actually think he's done many interviews at all. But what I think is interesting is that it has his filter and it's been created with his longtime stylist, Harry Lambert, and his longtime creative director, Molly Hawkins, people who he's entrusted with the evolution of his own aesthetic, people who really kind of carved it out with him as he left One Direction. So clearly, like, even though he's not in the weeds, someone and his internal team is, and they really have that Harry filter. I don't think that celebrity brands necessarily benefit all the time from their celebrity founder talking and shilling product, because it can get to be a dangerous game when, say, XYZ celebrity does something bad or something off the record personally, and then their brand feels the hit. There seems to be a distance that's working for pleasing.
In Rachel's piece, she called out some of these fans who own, I don't know, 17, 18, 19 bottles of nail polish. And it sounds like aesthetically they're really striking. And so that helps. And nail polish is not crazy expensive. It's pretty common for people to collect polish if they're really into doing their nails. Do you think that rabidness of it, do you think that has to do more with him and the fact that it just feels like his fans really did make Don't Worry, Darling a hit? Like, that movie would not have been a hit if he had not been working on it. There's just no way. Like, if you look at the box office in 2022 and what's performed and what hasn't, movies like that, no matter how good they are or how interesting they are, they have not done well. And somehow that movie did super, super well. Do you think that the success of the brand has to do more with Harry, or do you think it's a mix of the fact that it's also actually good?
It's funny you say that about Don't Worry, Darling, because I actually didn't even really feel like he was in it that much. Actually in the movie.
I still haven't seen it. I've just listened to many podcasts and read many takes on it. Someday I will.
You know, maybe not worth the time right now, but it's down the road.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I think the polishes are great. The merch is pretty cool. I think the campaigns have been cool, but I think it's that his fans are insane about him. They're fanatical. And I think there is a little bit of a mystique in the line too. You know, he's not out there, like we said, like, shilling product and like doing TikTok lives and like IG checkout videos. You know, there's a little bit of mystery. It does feel like people know, though, what is and what isn't Harry. One of the funniest lines in that piece that Rachel wrote was that people were walking around the pleasing pop-ups being like, that's literally Harry. That's so Harry. They seem to know his iconography and what he would have in his apartment or what he would wear. And so I think that pleasing exudes that. But it really is about him. You know, I think one thing it benefits the line is that he's not in all the advertisements. Like, one of my favorite campaigns for the brand was when Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac was in it. And it just is some cool guy that like Harry admires and kind of is trying to emulate in some ways. But I don't even think of it sometimes as like a celebrity brand because he's not out there promoting it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious to know what other celebrities have launched lines that you think are successful. I'm thinking the two that pop into my mind as a consumer and also reading a bit, Rachel has written about Scarlett Johansson's line, like, I think she is a great actress. I'm very interested in her. I will go see movies that she's in. She's gorgeous. There's nothing about her that makes me think that she actually cares about this stuff. Conversely, Rosie Huntington Whiteley's line, I think it's called Rose Ink. Once again, like, literally no interest in seeing anything she does, but I have heard so much from people. I'm sure you also listen to Poog, the beauty podcast that's sort of beauty reviews from two stand-up comedians. They're fantastic, but they're obsessed with this line. And then I've heard kind of anecdotally from friends that it's really, really good. So I will try that line because it's good. I don't care that Rosie Huntington-Whiteley is involved. I mean, she's pretty and cool, but I am curious to know if there are other examples of celebrity-backed lines that you think are just, I guess Goop is probably the biggest, but otherwise that you think are successful and why.
What's interesting what you say about Goop, especially because Gwyneth has been more forward-facing with the products and, you know, washing her face, using a glycolic acid, like in videos and on Instagram. And she didn't really used to do that as much. So it feels like it's a different kind of play that she's doing more recently. Scarlett Johansson, I really agree with you. You know, I feel like she's never really talked about beauty before. I remember her when she looked gorgeous in those Dolce ads, but why skincare? Why now? It totally doesn't add up to me. I think the one that people are really excited about right now, besides pleasing, is Selena Gomez's Rare Beauty. And what I think is cool about that line is, one, Selena like promotes it sometimes and she's out there at events, but she has a really, really core beauty team, like real beauty insiders that are driving that machine. And the CEO and the CMO like came from NYX and they know how to run that brand operationally really well. But when Selena talks about the brand, she talks about it in the lens of mental health, you know, her journey with mental health. The products have names that are like empowering and confidence boosting. And it seems to all tie back to this idea of community and how she felt so lonely and felt so isolated. And she even does these like kind of small group talks with certain consumers occasionally where they all just kind of get together and talk about mental health and beauty. But there's a message there. There's a tie back that I think feels uniquely her.
I wonder if it's a generational thing. Gwyneth is obviously, what, two generations older than Harry Styles and Selena Gomez, but she is just a branding powerhouse and is following the footsteps of more of a Martha Stewart type approach to things. But I wonder if it's because they have that whole direct-to-consumer thing also with celebrities. They have such a deep connection with their fans that they innately get that they need to do something that doesn't feel manufactured. I mean, I'm sure there are examples of people in their age group that have not executed properly, and they are the two biggest stars of that generation, or at least two of the biggest stars of that generation. So it's a little bit unique, but it is interesting that they both are just so, my aunt and uncle were over for Thanksgiving and they put on the Selena Gomez documentary, which I would not have been watching myself. And it was amazing to me. She's just so, and obviously it's like very manufactured, but at the same time, there is like just a lot of honesty with the way that they communicate with their followers. It's super interesting.
There does seem to be some sort of rawness and intimacy with both Rare and pleasing. Like something about it, the fans feel connected. You know, I've heard a lot of really interesting things about Hailey Bieber's Road line, and I don't really think the product is incredible. And I didn't really know that she had such a big fan base. They don't care if there's drama, if there's not drama, but they are so tapped into her. And I'm interested to see how that's going to play out, because right now that line doesn't say a whole lot in terms of branding or in terms of product, but it is all about Hailey.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome back to The Debrief. A little bit off topic and then we can wrap up, but there are all these influencer lines, and I'm curious to know what you think of the line that I have become like a huge user of and a really big fan of, and I've known her for years and would never buy something because I know someone and I want to support them because it's expensive, but I love You Beauty, which is Tina Chen Craig's line that is just really fantastic. She used to do a blog called Bag Snob, and I think she's still Bag Snob on Instagram and is an influencer, and she's more of Gwyneth Paltrow's generation, but that line is incredible. And I think Rachel recommended the moisturizer to me because I was looking for a day moisturizer, and now I just bought the face wash, which was so expensive, but it's so good. And it is interesting. It really does come down to product, right? Like even with these influencer back lines, it's sort of a similar thing to the celebrity thing that you can bring your people in, but it has to resonate beyond just the fan liking you.
Absolutely. I mean, I think Harry's fans love him and love pleasing, but they also know the nail polishes are good. Actually, Rachel and I both got manicures recently and are wearing one of his colors, which is funny, and it's held up. But Rare and Fenty, they all have really good product. I mean, if the product was crap, I don't think people would care. And I think it wouldn't last. Like, I mean, remember when Jeffree Star was having all those lines and all of those palettes and they were kind of cheapy and they didn't last or they broke and people were annoyed and people were angry. And I think consumers are really, really smart today. Like they know bullshit if they see it and they know it's a hack job. And so the product has to be good and the branding and lens that it comes in also has to be really good. And I think Harry does both.
Yeah, 100%. What do you think he's going to do next with it? Like, do you think that they'll do more beauty products? Do you think it'll be more lifestyle? Do they do candles already? Or could you see them doing something like that? Like, which direction do you think it'll move in next?
The merch seems to continue to grow. There seems to be more sweatshirts, more shorts, more socks. And that's something like musicians have always had. Think about concert tees and think about sweatshirts that people had from the 70s. That's growing and that's going to continue to be a big part of it. Within beauty, I mean, I like that it's really focused. It's really been focused on the nail care and the nail polishes. And he seems to be doing more skincare, but skincare that kind of has a dotted line to nail polish. Like he has a hand cream and nail cream that he's been using. There's like some stuff that in the line that seems a little bit weird, like a probiotic spritz, but that doesn't totally say Harry to me. Neither does the color collection. I think he will probably go further into color because that seems to be like a natural evolution, but I don't know if it's going to be as successful.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Successful as the polishes, because I don't really think of him as wearing makeup that much.
Well, Priya, this was so fun. Love talking Harry Styles. I know that some of our mutual friends are going to be excited about this one.
Thanks so much for having me, Lauren. It was great.
Be sure to check out Rachel's story, Why Harry Styles Fans Can't Get Enough of Pleasing, at businessoffashion.com. The link to this and other articles available to BOF professional subscribers only is also in the show notes. You have been listening to The Debrief, produced and edited by Emma Clark, Kate Barton, and Eric Bria in the BOF studio. I'm Lauren Sherman, and I will be back next Wednesday with a new episode. Thanks so much for joining us, and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts.
You can join BOF Professional today with an exclusive 25% discount on an annual membership covering key industry topics from sustainability to technology to marketing, with access to our case studies, live events, and iOS app. To get this special offer and benefit from 25% off of a membership, head to the link in the episode show notes or enter the coupon code DEBRIEF at checkout. Visit businessoffashion.com/memberships.